Coach, you promised your team that you'd have more fun than you ever did. Did you? Did you really?
I think so. I'm continuing to have more fun, Nick. It's been so much fun to watch what this run has done for our university and for our players, for my coaching staff, for our recruiting, for our faculty. Let me tell you one quick story. I was with a faculty member the other night. I spoke at the commencement of the School of Public Policy here on a George Mason campus. And in the dressing room where you put on your cap and gown, I was speaking to one of our faculty members. And he told me he was in Singapore for a big event for other professors of public policy around the world. And when he was introduced as a professor from George Mason University, he got a standing ovation in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
And when he sat down, he asked the person next to him, why did everybody stand? And they said, are you kidding? George Mason and your run to the Final Four. Everybody's following your team. So to know the impact that this run has had on our university has been so satisfying for me. Well, let me share with you two other quick stories. One, our student bookstore normally sells about $45,000 worth of stuff during the month of March.
Mm-hmm.
This year they sold $876,000 worth of T-shirts and gear of George
Mason. Okay, now where's that money going, Coach? Is that going to help that basketball recruiting? I hope.
No. It goes to the bookstore and to George Mason University, but just think about that, the impact that we've had in selling George Mason gear and what that's going to mean when people walk around this area. Instead of wearing very typically the Maryland or Georgetown T-shirt, a lot of those young kids will be wearing the George Mason T-shirt. And that name recognition, that brand recognition, means an awful lot. And then we had a fundraiser for families living with cancer, and we donated an autographed basketball.
Sure.
And they had a raffle. They raffled it off. Take a guess how much the raffle brought in for families living with cancer.
$1,000.
$95,000.
Wow.
It cost you $500 to take a chance on the ball, and they had 190 people donate $500 for a chance to win the basketball. So they brought in $95,000 in a fundraiser. It's unbelievable.